With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. With temperatures in the 60s this week, the National Weather Service says you need to keep your sweater handy for the next cold front. Forecaster Ben Harding.
The current outlook is for an increase in temperatures and some shower activity from Wednesday, as the cold front that has currently affected the Western Caribbean begins to drift back across the region, bringing some deep moisture south of our area through Thursday morning. After that, another cold front, albeit less impactful than the previous, will impact the Northwest Caribbean, bringing another round of rough seas and strong winds with some cooler temperatures.
Meanwhile, dry and windy conditions will continue through most of today, with temperatures clocking out at just the mid-70s. Stick with Radio Cayman after the news report for the full weather forecast. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service is stepping up its focus on neighborhood policing with the reintroduction of its community beat officers. Radio Cayman's April Cummings explains how the program is meant to work and what it could mean for residents.
The RCIPS says putting named officers back into specific communities is central to its plan for safer streets and stronger public confidence. Community policing officers will be assigned to defined beats in Georgetown, West Bay, the Eastern Districts, and other key areas, with a remit to get out of their cars and meet the people they serve. These officers will be carrying out regular foot patrols, visiting schools, and checking in with businesses and homeowners, as well as working alongside partner agencies to address issues like antisocial behavior, youth violence, and domestic tensions before they escalate. The initiative aligns with the RCIPS Strategic Policing Plan 2024 to 2026, which prioritizes prevention, visibility, and collaborative problem solving with the wider community. Police officers say the long-term goal is a visible, trusted presence in every neighborhood, using community partnerships to prevent crime rather than simply responding after it happens. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
To see the full list of community police officers and their assigned communities, visit radiocayman.gov.ky or check rcips.gov.ky. And get ready for some big sound, bold energy, and serious groove. Jazz and trance, big band, takes the stage under the direction of saxophonist Dennis Carbo on Thursday, and you're invited to join as Cayman Arts Festival 2026 officially kicks off at the Harkwell Theater. K-Musica's Marius Gaina.
It's Dennis Carbo and his entire big band that he has with a lot of students. Some of them are involved in our program, some others in other programs, but music teachers. I mean, it's the image of Cayman with everybody coming together to perform nice music and having good time. You can find there your friends, you can find there people that is like, oh, it's from Cuba originally, things like that, but amazing.
The show will blend classic jazz, swing, blues, Latin jazz, and Caribbean rhythms with a modern flair. Again, the show is Thursday at 7 p.m. at the Harkwell Theater, and you can get your tickets at eventbrite.com. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. Russia has targeted Ukrainian energy infrastructure in another night of heavy bombardment of Kyiv and other regions, including Kharkiv and Odessa. President Zelensky accused Moscow of using the coldest days of winter to terrorize people. The Paris Prosecutor's Office has been conducting a search at the offices of the social media platform X. An investigation of possible algorithm manipulation began a year ago, but it's now been expanded into whether X is complicit in pornographic images of children. More Gazans are expected to pass through the Rafah crossing a day after it reopened. The Palestinian Red Crescent said it had taken 16 patients there in the hope they could depart for Egypt. Russia has promised Myanmar's military government help in safeguarding its security, territorial integrity, and sovereignty. Russia's top security official, Sergei Shoigu, heaped praise on recent elections, widely dismissed in the West as a sham. Moscow has warned that the world is heading into more dangerous times a day before the last nuclear arms control treaty is due to lapse. The Kremlin said the US had not replied to its proposal to keep a limit on the number of warheads. Operations at Bangladesh's main seaport have been severely impacted after workers began a 24-hour strike. It comes in response to plans to transfer one of the terminals to a logistics company based in the United Arab Emirates. BBC News.